Million-dollar airport scanners get a run for their money from a small checkmate device that can sniff out even the smallest traces of explosive and radioactive materials. Welcome to Science Journal for August 2010. Breakthrough science is so often done in the most inconspicuous of places. In this case, it's a pink, square-shaped building in the Prague suburban district of Chodov, where the company RS Dynamics is based. The company's director, Jiří Blaha, told me about what they do in their modest premises.
RS Dynamics was established in 1991, so we are almost 20 years on the market, still developing specialized instruments, firstly for environmental investigation, secondly for some medical research, and about 10 years ago we switched for a very fascinating subject, and it represents the detectors for explosive and radioactive materials.
The reason I'm here today is to look at a small device that is making a big change in the way security is handled in airports, by the police, and in the theater of war. The Explonix Portable Trace Explosive Sniffer and Analyzer is only the size of a brick, but it combines the work of several machines to detect hazardous liquids, sensitive radioactive agents, and explosive traces so slight they may have been merely handled by a person hours or even days before. In 2008, Explonix won the company the Eureka Research and Development Organization's prestigious Lynx Award. Michal Zaštěra works on research and development at RS Dynamics, and he's going to show me how it works.
There is a one-minute startup after that instrument will be ready for measurement. I would like to show you detection of TNT traces. I will contaminate my finger firstly from TNT. After that, I will put it on the paper strip, and I will show you detection from this paper strip. It is possible to wipe every surfaces with this paper strip and test these surfaces for presence of some explosive traces.
Okay, and what you've got here is just a few tiny grains of TNT. It's only maybe...
Yes, there are only few small pieces, and I will touch only glass. In the glass surface.
Mm-hmm. So what would such a small, tiny amount of TNT, just out of curiosity, what would it do if you set fire to it?
Nothing. This is practically the same if you burn a very small piece of paper, practically the same result. Mm-hmm. We detect traces. It means our detection expects if a person who manipulates this explosive touch any surfaces, he or she leaves traces of explosive on these surfaces. And after testing, we can detect these traces from surfaces. If we detect traces, we expect there was manipulation with explosives.
Okay.
Instrument is ready. Now I can contaminate my finger. Put the finger strip on the paper. Start detection. You will see zero response for ambient air. And after putting sampling strip close to the instrument, you will see immediate response. There is a value which is in relation with concentration or amount of detected explosives, and there is also audible alarm, mm-hmm. which inform person who operates instrument.
Is there anything similar that exists elsewhere in the world? What makes this machine unique?
2 points. First, the unique infrared sampling mode, which enables detection of non-volatile explosives in vapor mode. And second, the combination with detection of and identification of radioactive material, because Explonix became the first worldwide instrument capable of effective detection of dirty bombs.
Okay, and by non-volatile explosives, you mean explosives that won't emit anything until they're heated up?
Exactly like that. The typical example are practically all plastic explosives, which are widely used in industry and also, unfortunately, in the hands of terrorists.
The radiological section is continuously powered on, and if there is presence of some radioactivity, instrument can immediately detect. This feature is especially for detection of possible dirty bomb, which is a mixture of explosive and radioactive material. When I put this testing emitter close to instrument detector, because this emitter is very weak emitter, must be safe for operator, instrument will provide immediate alarm of explosive of radioactive detection. You can see it now. there is radiation detection.
And this is what kind of substance here?
This is americium-241 radioactive material. We have also cesium-137 testing and calibrating standard or sample.
Okay, but you have it in your hand right now about a foot away from the machine, and it's not registering anything. So it only registers, it only notifies you of the hazardous material when it's very close?
This sample is very weak because it must be safe for operators. This radiation is practically nothing. If we have dangerous radiation, detection is for meters or tens of meters.
Okay, so if there's a dirty bomb in a rubbish bin somewhere, then...
Yes, there is possible to detect it from distance, tens of meters, no problem.
So the police could potentially have this machine in their car, simply drive down the street and be aware of the presence of it.
Yes, because detection of radiation is very simple to do for long distances, because radiation penetrates through practically every wall, and something like this, you can detect it for quite long distance.
And how would the range be with a substance like TNT or another explosive material? How close would it have to be if you had, say, a suitcase full of TNT?
As close as possible, because you still have to calculate the concentration of the vapor phase decays with the third order of the distance. So as close as you are possible to go, the better for the success of the detection.
We also offer a radio control module. Instrument can be positioned on a bomb squad robot and can go to some danger area without operator, and operator can control instrument remotely.
And is it actually being used like that anywhere?
Sure.
In the United States, in many other areas where they require the remote bomb squad operation.
Okay, so it's already been sold around the world?
Yes, we have sold the instrument to several countries. I am binded by NDA, non-disclosure agreement, to speak in details about our customers, but we mostly sell around the whole globe, and also we sold to Prague International Airport and to Czech Army, to the special section of Czech Army fighting in Afghanistan under the NATO Army. So we are still growing spectrum of customers.
And really, what else could you need at an airport security gate? At an airport security gate, you want to know if someone has a gun, if they have some kind of explosive, perhaps in their shoe, if they're carrying something radioactive. This machine can do all of those things. So doesn't it make a lot of other airport technology obsolete?
Yes and no. You know, in our days, there are a lot of noise around the whole globe with so-called body scanners, which are based on terahertz detection technology. On the other hand, this technology is very expensive. The good scanner costs more than $1 million and requires a lot of room at the check-in gates, typically something like 6 to 8 square meters. I'm talking about detection room, detection chamber, and also the operator's room. On the other hand, those scanners expose the body with very strong terahertz radiation, which scientists in France and Germany in our days qualify as a very dangerous for possible changes of the genetic code of human beings. So we strongly believe that Xplonix is a very good alternative for body scanners, because if we are satisfied with the principle of trace detection, it provides much faster results and, in fact, very reliable, and costs the fragment of the price of the body scanner, and has absolutely zero health effect.
And fits into something the size of a shoebox.
Sure.
How much time and money went into the creation of this machine?
I am not sure if we are able to speak about the total amount, because it's quite difficult to calculate everything. However, we developed this technology for about last 7 years.
So what are your plans for the future? This is the second upgrade, right? This is the second version of the machine. So where can it go from now? How can it be better, even more improved?
There are a number of ideas we have, and there are also two projects we are working on. I don't want to speak in details about this because it's, of course, company secrets. On the other hand, we are preparing a much simpler, small, compact version of this instrument, which will be suitable for equipment for each policeman walking the pavement. And also we are preparing much more advanced detector with a wider spectrum of detection capabilities. I mean, we can be focused for some other dangerous materials, or we can be focused for narcotics and chemical welfare. So, but it is a future, and it is nothing definite at this moment.
There will doubtless be many more great innovations to look forward to from the Prague-based RS Dynamics, but for now, that's all we have time for on this month's Science Journal. Thanks for joining us.